Hello, my friends. D.L. Anderson here. Welcome back to Transformation by Truth podcast as we share the truth concerning these last days and what you must do to save yourself from the violent times that are just ahead. Today's podcast is a word of truth accounting of the end times. The end is coming. The end is near. Today's podcast is entitled End Times 416, How Contempt Plagues the Heart, Part 6, The Impact of Unrighteousness Within Your Heart. The podcast's objectives are analyze the role of false justification and the evolution of unrighteousness, analyze the difference between having and operating in lawlessness, and reveal the only way you can defeat anti-Mashiach spirits. This lesson contains timelines and other visuals. Therefore, if you are listening to the podcast, I advise you to watch the video version on our website or YouTube, or request a PDF of the lesson so you can add the visual effect. One of the most dangerous drivers of lawlessness. Shalom, my beloved brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 227 of our exposition of lawlessness. In the most recent podcast, we began our analysis of the full impact of unrighteousness in the heart. And we will conclude this analysis in this podcast. Let's start by picking up where we left off. To wit, we analyzed the primary reasons why so many people do what they know is wrong, and how the spirit of unrighteousness pushes your worst intentions forward to the point to where they become your actions. Now, if you think this is bad, let me tell you something. We haven't even begun to analyze the worst parts of this degree of lawlessness. Yes, the progression we have analyzed thus far is bad, extremely bad. And yet, it gets worse, much worse. Here is how. Seeing as the bad intentions pushed by the spirits of unrighteousness and dishonesty reflect your truest desires, you won't stop at elevating these bad intentions above the Father's will. Quite the contrary, you, my friend, will take the next disastrous step and justify these bad intentions, as well as the commission of sin which follows. Now, trust me, I get it. This is not late breaking news. This is nothing you should think strange. Why? It's because we've all done it, and some of us are still doing it. This reality brings us face to face with one of the most dangerous drivers of lawlessness. Enter false justification. By definition, false justification is a declaration of right when someone is in the wrong, an explanation or excuse which someone believes will allow them to be accepted by Elohim, although they walk contrary to the will of Elohim, a pretense, something serving to conceal plans, a fictitious reason that is concocted to hide the real reason, a pretext. Now, I have provided the extended definition of the false version of justification for a key reason, vis-a-vis, it's important to understand both the conceptual and analytical models of this primary driver of lawlessness. The conceptual model is clear. To wit, you're wrong, and you know you're wrong. And yet, You are employing a pretense to deceive yourself and others into believing you will inherit a reality you do not deserve and have not earned. Why? It's because you refuse to follow the only path by which you can lawfully obtain what you desire. The key word being lawfully. This brings us to the analytical model, which feeds into the conceptual, vis-a-vis, you desire something, but you don't want to obtain it lawfully. Here again, the key word is lawfully. And so, what will you do? Classically, you will employ a pretext, to wit, you will concoct some deceitful plan to obtain what you desire using illegal methods while hiding your true intentions. Here is why. The reason why many operate under pretense of false justification is because they have bad intentions. And if their intentions were made known, everyone would see them for who and what they really are. That is, a depraved individual who is sick in the heart and sick in the head. Ourselves we justify. Now, I ask you to trust me, and don't be so vain as to think that any of us have operated with a clean heart all the days of our sojourning. Alas, we've all lost battles with unrighteousness. Alas, we all have sinned and fallen short of the esteem of Elohim. Trust me, that's not the most important thing. Quite the contrary, the most important thing is what you do after you are defeated by the spirit of unrighteousness and transgress the command. Here is why. There is a big difference between having lawlessness and operating in lawlessness. To wit, those who have lawlessness are fighting a good fight, and they are eliminating every degree in accordance with the Father's will. On the other hand, those who operate in lawlessness are not fighting a good fight. Quite the contrary, they are being defeated in spiritual warfare and infected with spiritual viruses and diseases which are contaminating their entire beings. And this is why they are operating in lawlessness. It's because they do not have the power to resist. Now, this brings us to a crucial revelation concerning lawlessness, which I have stated before. And yet, because it is germane to this discussion, I am submitting it again. And if you didn't bookmark it before, I suggest you bookmark it now. The only way you can defeat any anti-Mashiach spirit is by the power of resistance. Ergo, if you fail to resist any anti-Mashiach spirit, that spirit will eventually overcome you. And in the sure course of time, you will take on the nature of this anti-Mashiach spirit and every spirit you are unable to resist. Now, this is precisely why so many within the extended nation of Israel are operating in lawlessness and will never be sealed. It is because they do not have the power to resist. And instead of arming themselves with their weapons of war, they will continue to operate in lawlessness for a perilous reason, which I will offer as an inflection point. This is another one I advise you to bookmark. It is far easier to succumb to anti-Mashiach spirits and operate in the 80 degrees of lawlessness than it is to put in the spiritual work required to defeat each one. This is precisely why you hear me repeating the following line consistently. And if you haven't bookmarked it by now, I advise you to do so now. You will receive no spiritual credit for an incomplete spiritual work. For all the channels of progressive spiritualism retain an all or nothing nature. Now, for those of you who don't believe this truth and are yet physically in our assemblies and in our nation, let me tell you something. You aren't fooling anybody. Vis-a-vis, your true colors will eventually come out. Listen to me. If you don't want to die, you can't fool all the people all of the time. It's just not true. And the one being fooled above all others is you. Now, I wish the majority would heed these words and repent. However, the majority are being plagued by a stronghold of unrighteousness. And thus, they will add another driver of lawlessness to their justification. Enter rationalization. For the sake of time, I will not provide a formal definition for rationalization. However, you should know that this driver of lawlessness is designed to explain away your unrighteousness. To wit, you are trying to make unrighteousness appear harmless when it is one of the deadliest spiritual viruses known to man. This is why you must resist this spirit in terrific fashion and with terrific force. Trust me, this downward spiral doesn't end with rationalization. Quite the contrary, as one of the most destructive forces of lawlessness, unrighteousness is one of the most prominent strongholds you will ever contract. My dear friends, you must believe me. This spirit doesn't just push you to do what you know is wrong. He drives at you with great force, and he is relentless in each of his attacks. Consequently, the moment you recognize you are in a battle with him, you best prepare yourself for the fight of your life and be ready to fight back. You'll know you're dealing with him because the first assault he launches will be false justification. Your best bet is to end the battle there. For once you go down this false path, you'll fail to know the truth from the lie. And you will join yourself to a shameful lot of transgressors and hypocrites who are persistent in their cries. We live by pretext and pretense, and ourselves we justify. My dear friends, this is the impact of unrighteousness. And yet, the damage of contempt is not finished. The damage of contempt is not done. Now, here is the final word. Your quest is over, more or less, when you sell your soul to unrighteousness. My dear friends, I cannot stress this enough. Some degrees of lawlessness are more perilous than others. This doesn't mean you should take any lightly, but it is something you should consider in every occasion of spiritual war. To wit, you should always understand who and what you are up against. You should understand the strengths and weaknesses of your opponent. And most of all, you must know what he or she is really after. As for unrighteousness, we know what he is after. Without controversy, he wants you to do something you know is wrong. And he is not subtle about it. Quite the contrary, He is belligerent, and he is inimical. Unlike the spirit of dishonesty, he is not trying to circumvent or manipulate the truth. Believe me, he is hostile towards the truth. He seeks a confrontation with the truth. He is a bully who desires to rip the truth out of your heart so you can no longer tell what is wrong from what is right. Heretofore, I recommend, don't be slack in creating the appropriate battle strategy for your war with unrighteousness. And when he hits you, you hit back even harder. Resist him with all your might, and you will have terrific success. Now, here is today's assignment. Meditate on the word you have heard today. And as always, ask the Father to reveal the truth to you. For the children of Elohim live by conviction. And if he has not convicted you, or if you have not heard him concerning these matters, you should pray until you do. Today, I want you to meditate on the word I have shared. Specifically, I want you, in the spirit of honesty, to examine yourself to see if you are engaged in any activities that you know are wrong or that you suspect might be wrong. Now, if the Spirit does not convict you of any matter, that's great. The exercise ends there. On the other hand, if the Spirit does convict you, you have work to do. Let's start with any activities you suspect might be wrong. Along these lines, one of the best strategies for spiritual warfare is always err on the side of caution. Ergo, if you suspect something is wrong, then you should never do it. And yet, you will need to affirm your position and your convictions with prayer. In doing so, the Father will reveal the truth to you. And if the activity was indeed an act of unrighteousness, you, my friend, will have no need to repent. What is more, you have shown Elohim that you are a faithful servant who truly fears him. Now, let's talk about those activities that you are engaged in that you know are wrong. The question you must consider is, why am I doing this? Why is it important to me? And am I justifying and or rationalizing my behavior? My dear friend, you must understand where your treasure lies and what is truly in your heart. And seeing as this is a crucial and delicate matter, I advise you to seek out a qualified spiritual leader and allow them to help you as you labor to get this victory. Knowing what is at stake, my friend, you must get this victory. Now, here is what's next. We completed today's podcast, End Times 4:16, How Contempt Plagues the Heart, Part 6. And the next podcast is entitled End Times 4:17, How Contempt Plagues the Heart, Part 7. I'll post this podcast on Friday, February 14th, 2025. Until then, my friends, continue to be led by the Spirit of Elohim. Continue to watch. Continue to pray. Continue in fasting. And most of all, continue to be focused, for the end is coming. The end is near.